Okay, says the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Ha'omer shtar amon uze eino nemon. If a person says this star is a star amona, which means, says Rashi, loy love klum elakosvoy mesore le malve shemitzach le loyve la lilvois yilve vehemenu shloy vehemenu shloy tvenu alim ken malveu. In other words, it's a pre-star, it's a fake star. It was never given over yet as a loan. I wrote the star and I signed the star and I gave it to the malve, but it was never, the loan was never given up. It was never given yet. I trusted him. So now he comes to collect and he says it's a star amon, it's not a real star. So Allah is Eino Nemon, he's not believed. So the Gemara says, Nekom Aman, who says this? Ilem Nekom Aloyva. If the Loyva says that, Pshita Kol Kamine, why would he be believed? Somebody has a regular star with two Eidim and the Loyva says, oh, well, we never gave over the money, it was a fake star. Obviously he's not believed. Ela Nekom Amalva, El Ma'ay the Malva, the one who lent the money said, oh no, don't give me the money, it's a fake star. Tava Lav Bracha. Why is he not believed? For sure he's believed. So the Gemara says, Kamri Eidim, might be Shtasha Kotzvoy, etc., etc. Says the Gemara, just in time, take the sheet. Says the Gemara, I probably think you have to put your kid to bed. Says the Gemara, Abaye Omar, skip to the Gemara by the star, Abaye Omar, Lo'ilom de Omar Malva. When do we say that he's not believed? Shtar Amon is Ein and Amon. What's the case? In other words, a loiva and a malva come to each other. The loiva says, okay, let me pay you up. Let me pay up the loan. Here's the star that I owe you $1,000. And a malva says, no. It's not a real star. It's a false star. What do you mean it's a false star? Well, you gave me the star and I was supposed to give you the money, but I never end up giving you the money. You trust in me, it's a pre-star, it's not a good star. So Gemara says, he's not believed to say that. Gemara says, why is he not believed? La'ilam da'ama malva. We're really talking about that the malva says it's not a good star. So why don't you believe the star? Imagine I come to pay you $1,000. And you say, no. Don't you remember? It wasn't a real loan, you just gave me the star. It was a fake thing, but I never lent you the money. Tava lav racha. Why aren't you not believed? The kama malva, so why is he not believed? So the Gemara says, Abaye Omer Lo'ilam Da'ama Malva. And why is he not believed? Ukegoin shechav la'acherim ukederebi noson. What's chav la'acherim, says Rashi? Bo'idah zu. In other words, he's making himself two things. He's saying, I cannot collect the money from you, so I will not collect the money. The star is not a good star. But at the same time, he's making it bad for somebody else. Bo'idah zu. With this admitting that a star is not a good star, you're right, he's making himself chayev, i.e., I don't have to pay the money, I have to collect the money from you, don't give me the money, I'm not entitled to this money, that he's allowed to do. But at the same time, he's chav l'acherim. He's giving a detriment to somebody else. Why? Chav l'acherim b'haydo zu shumayda, shu shtar amoneh. Because when he says it's a fake star, Chav, he's causing harm. Umafsid es acherim hanoishim boy. Ah, other people, he owes money to other people. Ve'ein le malag voisom, and he has no way of paying back the other people. Va'yeroitzim lig vois chayv zeh, and the other people wanted to collect from this star. So now, by saying it's not a good star, true. He can say on himself, I will not collect from the star, it's a fake star. But in the meantime, he's chav l'acherim. He's causing harm to others. His creditors were relying on him to collect the star. And now by him saying it's not a good star, he just took away the koyach hagvio, the power to collect from the creditors, and he's not believed. Abaye Omar, Lo'ilam Da'ama Malva. The Malva said, it's not a good star. Why is he not believed? The Malva says, what do you want? I don't want to collect the star. He should be believed. It's not a good star. Why isn't he believed? Kugoyin shechav la'achirim ukid Rebbe Nosson. It follows Rebbe Nosson's law. The Tanya Rebbe Nosson, Aimer Rebbe Nosson says, minayin the noisha b'chaveiroi mona, v'chaveiroi b'chaveiroi. How do I know that Reuben owes Shimon money, and Shimon is a creditor? Oh no, Shimon owes Reuben money, and Shimon himself is a creditor to Levi. So now, Levi owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Reuben money. Minayin shemaitzin mizeh v'noisin lezeh. How do I know that you can collect the money from Levi and give it directly to Reuven? In other words, Reuven, who is a creditor, somebody owes him $1,000. But he himself owes $1,000 to Reuven, to somebody else, right? There's one guy in the middle. He owes him money, and people owe him money. So how do I know minayim shemaitim yizeh v'noisim lezeh? You take from the third person, Levi, and you pay directly to Reuven. Talmud Lomim, because it says in the Pasuk, V'nosan l'asher osham loy. It says in the Pasuk, you have to give l'asher osham loy. It says Rashi, v'loy kosov l'asher halvohu. You don't say you give to whoever lent him the money. You pay back whoever lent you the money. Ela l'asher ha'osham shaloi. V'osham hu keren kedamrinon l'misha keren shaloi. In other words, you can give the money to whoever has the original source, the keren. Whoever has keren by him, you can give him the money. So we learn from a pasuk, Shibuda de Reb Nosson. What Shibuda de Reb Nosson? I owe you money, and he owes you money. I owe you money, and you owe him money. Then I can pay to him. But it works the opposite way. You owe me money, and he owes you money. Then he can pay me the money. That's Shibuda de Reb Nosson. So now, Shibuda Blossom is anything. Shibuda Reb Nosson is Allah in Mammon, that if somebody owes you money and you owe me money, I can collect from that person directly. That's called Shibuda Reb Nosson. We learned that from a Pasuk, V'nosan l'asher osham loy. So now, in the case where he owes you money and you owe me money, and you're going to be Mr. Gross, Mr. Fine, and you're going to say, sorry, the star that you owe me, that's not a real star. And in the meantime, you have nothing to pay me with. So I was counting on that star that I can collect from him directly. And now you just passel the star. You didn't just chav for yourself. Chav for yourself, you can do hoidos baldin kemedin on me. But you chav lacherim. You're doing hoidos baldin. You're admitting that you don't owe me the money. I'm mevater. I'm foregoing on the money that you owe me, Joe is saying. But in the meantime, he's chav lacherim. He's making it hard for me that I cannot collect now from the star because of Reb Nosson. I'm not able to collect now. That's not going to work. That's the chiddush in the Gemara, that the malveh who says star amone huzeh, he's not believed. At kam the Gemara dvorim trutim.
How can you be depending on getting the money that's owed to me if there's no star?
There is a star. That's why you believe. But I see the star. Excuse me. There's a star in Beis Din. You're holding a star. Not in Beis Din. You're holding a star, correct? Halachically, if you're holding a star, could I collect from that star Shibuda de Reb Nosson?
Yes, but I'm asking you, how do you even know?
You asked me, Pesh Osar. I got it.
A real star, what Aiden, so there's a code to it. But if it's a star
mana, I understand. You're saying it's a star. You're saying it's a star mana. We don't believe you that it's a star mana because it's makom shechav lacherim. There are edim on it, but you're saying it's a star mana. So for yourself, it's just the two of you. You can say star mana. You can say whatever you want. Gesunte heit. How does about him? You want to puzzle your own star? Gesunte heit. But now there's I'm involved. And I want to collect from the star, and you want to be a Moshe Groys and say, my star amon is no good. I'm sorry, I'm collecting from the star. Makom shechav lacherim, it doesn't work.
But is it that he's passing this in the case where it's just the two of them? Is it that he's passing the star?
And therefore he's saying, you don't owe me the money. I'm giving you $1,000. Hoidos baldin kemenin domi. You can always do that. Now, there's a machlek, is a shaynim. Does it mean he's believed to pass all the star? Let's say it's just the two of you. Is he believed to pass all the star? Or it just means that I cannot collect this chayv. I said, is it moich? Is the question. Is it moichel? Does it mean the star is no good? Does it mean the star is no good, but you still owe me the money? That's a whole separate discussion. But clearly this star is no good, right? You believe to passel the star. So the Gemara says, yeah, you believe to passel the star. The Gemara says, idikom amalve tavale bracha. Of course, you believe to passel the star. But you're not believed to passel the star if it's b'mokim shechav lachevim. If because of Reb Nosson, I'm allowed to collect the star, correct? I can take like the star directly from you. So now you cannot do that because of doesn't help.
How do we decide that Rabbi Huda Marav is talking about the special?
The Gemara says that. We establish the case of Rabbi Huda Marav in a case where there's a Reb Nosson.
So if there is no other code.
There's no Reb Nosson, clearly you are believed. Of course, and Tavala Bracha. That's what he's saying. In such a case, that's what Gemara says. But that's what Gemara says. Ama bay ama loilam dama malve. Ukagoin, what is he talking about that he's not believed? Kagoin, shechav lacheirim ukirab nason. That's the whole Gemara is like that throughout Shas. Okay, fine. I'm not interested on the detailed semantics. I want to understand this whole thing. You're opening up a whole new can of worms. What's all this all about? Now, this is the classic case of Shibud Reb Nosson, and therefore, again, you not believe. Comes along the Ran and asks the following question. What does it mean, Shibud Reb Nosson? Shibud Reb Nosson means that if somebody owes you money, and you owe me money, so I can collect directly from him. Right? And I can take that star and go directly to him. That's called Shibud Reb Nosson. It's actually Machlokes Reb Nosson and the Rabbanon. Rabbanon say, no, there's no such thing as Shibud Reb Nosson. You can collect the money from him. And after you collect the money from him, I can go to you and collect the money. Reb Nosson says, no, I can go directly. And Rabbanon say, no. No such thing as Shibud Reb Nosson. It's a pasuk. But clearly you can collect from him and I can collect from you. That you can always do. So the Ran says, why does the Gemara say that it's called Haidas Baldin B'mokim Shechav Lachein because of Shibud Reb Nosson? Even without Shibud Reb Nosson, even like the Rabbanon, at the end of the day, I have a koach to collect the star from you. Right? You have star in your possession. So by the fact that you're saying the star is no good, you are minimizing my koyach hagvir. So even without the chiddush of Reb Nosson, that I can go directly to him, still, even if I can go directly to him, I go to you only after you collect from him, or that star which you want to, I can collect your star. But at the end of the day, you are minimizing my right to collect. And you should not be believed to say that the star you have in your possession is a no good star. By saying your star is a no good star, you're taking away my future possibility of collecting from that star. Even without Reb Nosson. So why does the Gemara say only because of Reb Nosson? That's the Ran's question and the Rashba's question. Let's read it inside. We have to try and understand it, but that's what they're asking. Number one on the sheet. V'itema. And if you're going to ask, uvelav Reb Nosson, nami have chav lachirim, without Reb Nosson's chiddush, it's also chav lachirim. Why? The nehi de ein mitzin mizeh v'noisim lezeh kol zman shelo yitvenu leloive. True, without Reb Nosson, we don't give it to me unless Joe collects first. Is teveya from the lover again? He's the malva, he's the lova, I'm the bal chayv. So until he collects, until he's tavea to the lova, we don't say Reb Nosson, we don't have Reb Nosson. I don't collect. Mikomakoim, kishe yisreim amalva bebezdin, loma lo yikvu lo chayv ze, kishem sheheim magvin lo shan nechasov. In other words, when the malva comes to Bezdin, so why wouldn't I come to Bezdin? Why wouldn't they give me that chayiv that he has, just like they take other things from him. If I come to Bezin and I come, hey, Joe owes me $1,000. Well, what does he have? He has no money, but he has a star. So at the end of the day, I'm going to collect from that star without the chiddush of nothing that I go directly. But I have a right to collect from whatever he owns. See, he owns that star. So then when he says, now the star is no good star, even without Reb Nosson's chiddush, he's still taking away from my right to collect. So why does the Gemara say they only not believe because of Reb Nosson? Reb Nosson, the Nachamina would be, I suppose.
If you can get the chov.
Yeah, I know, but you have to wait. The wait is, in other words, that's part of the question. That's why I brought out this question. Because what's the Shibud of Reb Nosson exactly tell us? So either the pshat is, the pashat pshat will be, that here you can go directly, and here has to go through him. He has to be goyve the chov.
No, you just get the star.
When? Which case?
Not Reb Nosson.
No, that Reb Nosson. Oh,
you get the star.
That's the question.
You don't have to be Govet. You're going to be Govet once you have the star.
And what's Reb Nosson?
And Reb Nosson says you can do it without having the star.
Mean without the star? Maybe that's the star. Okay, could be. But the Ran asked the question whether you get the star. There has to be a star. I don't have to actually come and take the star. Correct.
The question is saying the same question. What's the difference?
Correct.
If I can do it anyway, what's
correct.
The difference?
Says one second. Says the Ran, look at what he says. Says the Ran, Yesh Loimar, Dishtorois lav b'nei guvaina ninu, She'ein gufa momoin, V'chol she'ein gufa momoin, Ein bezdin magbin loy, U'mehocha shaminin lo. Says the Ran, because without Reb Nosson, I can collect from Joe his money, I can collect his karka, I cannot collect his star.
We've learned somewhere that the star is only worth the paper it's printed on.
That's true. I'm saying, that's what it means. Star is ein gufoy mamon. It's not money. I can collect his karka. I can collect his money that he has. I cannot collect the star. Star is nothing. Star is just mealy, just words. Mealy is not the chayv. Fine. Whatever you want to say, ein gufoy mamon. And therefore, without Reb Nosson, I cannot collect the star. The Ran had a good question and says, wait a second, if I can collect the star from him, then even without the chiddush of Reb Nosson, then it's called Chav Lacherim, so why does he only say because of Reb Nosson, then he's not believed to say he's not a good star, because of Chav Lacherim. Without Reb Nosson, it's also Chav Lacherim. He said, no, without Reb Nosson, you cannot collect the star. Why? Ain't good for mamon. That is the way the Ran and the Rashba say it. The Rashba has a little, and that's why you need Shibud Reb Nosson. That tells me that because he has a star, I can collect directly. Now he wants to pass on the star. He wants to be moided to the Baldin on himself. That hey, I cannot collect this money. That's wonderful on yourself, but you cannot do that on me. And therefore, the Gemara says you now believe to say Shtar Amonuzeh. That's the chiddush of the Ran. The Ran, by the way, the Rashba says the same thing. A little bit more be'arichus. Kosav kasvinu leil med Rav Nachman med Rav Nosson min ayin loish mechaver emon mechaver emon min ayin shmosim mizem loish tzeh v'chzim nosen la shom shaloi med Rabbonon de plig ole ha-shamin de Ruvain shalav emon mishimoin v'halil v'li yudah ein yechzi yudah mishubon Ruvain mishim din shibu de shibur de reisi v'afil och labayin amosim yudah v'nosin shimoin v'etayim amai yishleima de ein, just the words are a little bit better in the Rashba by the star. What's the reason why you don't collect the star? The ein shibuchal elo al nichse loive mamish. The shibud is only on something which Joe has, the loive has. Habin echasim shenishtavdu leloive. Because somebody owes money, owes karka to Joe through the star, ein gufon mamish loive loi. So kedin mechav hegdish ein mechav lamakdish mavishish lalcherim, etc., etc. Vahainu damrinon befeg isha shenizamalo. The Nebon Mav Alei Mishtar Amon Azeh Laman the Lesser of Nachman. That without Reb Nachman, without Reb Nosson, you're believed to say it's not a good star. Why? Mishum de loy chashvin alei kechav lacherim, hoyel v'lei nishtabed loy, midin shibud v'lei mid Reb Nosson. Clear? That's the chiddush of the Ran and the Rashba. Now.
Doesn't a chov have value? Or is it even higher than
I know, but it's value, but midrash you can't sell it. Moichesh tachoyv only midrabbanim. Mekadesh, not really. Only milvel acherim to a question. Mekadesh milvel works, doesn't help. And therefore he says, collecting is only money or karka. But you're getting karka, or you're getting money, doesn't give me a right to collect that. That's in Gufrey moment. It's hard for us to relate to that, because in America, everything is worth money, right? Even an option, a future, it's all money, right? Everything has value. But in Halach, it's not like that. That's called Engu for moment. Not the first time we come across it. We've come across it in Merubah. Throughout Shas, Shtar considered Engu for moment, and therefore, it's not even called moment to collect as a chayv. So therefore, without Rav Nosson's Chiddush, it's not called Chav Lacherim. With Rav Nosson's Chiddush, it's called Chav Lacherim, ain't not believed. Baru, clear? Good. Comes along the Ksois HaChayshin, and he brings down the Simon Peivov, Sivkat Aleph, this Rashba and this Ran, and then he says, well, that's not so simple. Because the Rashba and the Ran say, L'shito Sayu, Lav B'nei Guvayna. Achdas HaRosh, V'hatur, V'hashulchanoch, the Savri, the Shtores Mishtabdi Ba'agav, Alma de B'nei Shibadimnu, Hodra Kusha Leduchte. He says, there's a Shitas HaRosh, and the Shulchan Aruch passing like that as well. Look at the case of the Rosh, number 4. The Rosh has the following question. Sheila. Let's try and, that's the hard part of Chosh Mishra game, the case is clear. Sheila. Ruvain nischazik loishtar choiv al Shimon. What does that mean? That means, Ruvain has a shtar choiv on Shimon. Alright? Let's say, Joe is Ruvain, and he has a shtar on Aryeh. That means that you, Aryeh, owes Joe $1,000. He has a star on you. Now he gave the star, he sold the star, he gave it, with a kinyan, and he gave it to me. So now what does that mean? I now have a right with this star to collect his debt from you. Correct? Or your debt. I can collect his debt that he has on you, I can collect it. I come now to Aryeh, I say, Aryeh, I have the star. Not Shibud of Nothing. I got it. Not new Shibud of Nothing. I have the star in my hands. Right? Not because he owes me money, he gave me the star. So I'm collecting because I have the right to collect. Right? I'm trying to collect. Bo Naftali. So David Friedman comes along, Naftali. Bishtar Shinishazik Al Huvein. So he says, wait a second. Joe owes me $1,000. Mugdem lishtar shenischazeg l'ruvin al Shimon. Which means, he says, Joe owes me $1,000 way before he gave me the star that I have a right to collect $1,000 from you. So what, in other words, David wants to collect $1,000 from Joe. Joe didn't have any money on him, but he had a star that he gave away after he owed money ready to somebody else. If Joe would have a land that he gives away to somebody, then David can collect the land from whoever he gave the land to, correct? So here he had a star. Now if Joe wouldn't have given away the star, he would have taken the money from Aryeh. Here Joe came and gave me the star. So David comes along and says, wait a second. He had no right giving that away. That star belongs to me. Voime Ruvain. So, Joe Ruvain says that the star which he gave to me doesn't belong to him, actually belongs to David. And it should go back to David, because he had no right giving away the star. The Levi Meshiv, and Levi, that's me, says, sorry, star shenitin lehu metaltelei. If he has a karka, he can give away karka, that you have a right to collect. But you have no right to collect from a star. Star is ein gufoy mamon, which means it's not called money. So it's not called money. You have no right giving it away. You have all the right giving it away. You have no kadima on that star that he gave away. Guess what the Rosh says? Right? He argues in the Rosh and the Ran. And the Rosh says no. He's right. Because star is not ein gufoy mamon. Shtar is like metaltalim. Now, truth is, metaltalim, if you give away, you don't collect. But that's only because of takonas hashovim. Because afterwards, you're nothing and everything away. But here, it's milta l'shchicha. It's a funny type of case. And therefore, he says that the shtar that he had on you and he gave to me belongs to the original guy. So clearly, we see over there, that nothing to do with shibud de abnosim. Has to do with the shibud. The shtar is gufay mamayim. The shtar that you have, that Joe has from Aryeh, is money. When he gives it to me, like he gave away the money that he had, and the first bachoiv can come and take it. Says the Ksois, so we see that shtar is called gufay mamayim, and the Shulchan Aruch passing like that as well. So if the shtar is called gufay mamayim, so the kasha is back. Why does the Gemara have to say that the Malva is not believed to say it's not a good shtar? Because of Reb Nosson. Without Reb Nosson, nothing to do with Reb Nosson. Even if you don't own like Reb Nosson. But I have a right to collect his shtar, so now he wants to take away my koyach of collecting, my koyach gvia, by saying it's not a good shtar. He not believed, so it does baldin, but makrim shachav lachenim. That's the question of the choice on our Gemara. Now the choice question, the same as the Ram and the Rajma's question, but without the Eteretz, what's pshat in our Gemara? Clear? Rabbi Iskowitz, you following? That would be good. Okay. I'm just saying a very simple pshat. There's a question, why Haidos Baldin B'mokim Shechav L'Acherim does not work? Why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work? Haidos Baldin K'meid and Domi. You believed. So why B'mokim Shechav L'Acherim, with damaging to somebody else, why doesn't it work? What do you think the reason is?
Because the Dug Baldin, if I'm hurting myself, that's my business. So I'm entitled to potentially hurt myself. But I have no right hurting somebody else.
Why not? You believe in your thing. It's your thing. Why can't you say what happened to it? It's your star. Say whatever happened to it.
I think it was my original question, which is you're not really changing the basis of the application. It's no better than you just surrendering it. I'm just not going to collect. Okay, you don't want to collect, don't collect. You could be muzzled in your own. You're not changing the. You don't have the authority to pass all the stuff.
You're saying in general, I have no authority to pass the
right.
Stuff.
You're just, but when it comes to you yourself.
It's not so clear. It's not so clear because.
Nobody can force you to take it dead.
I hear, but if I say this star is no good and this is my star, it was a star between the two of us, between the Malva and the Leiva, and I'm saying, I'm sorry, I never gave you the money, this star is no good, why am I not believed for my thing to say, Hojah's Badi Kamehim, then why shouldn't it work? It's not clear why it doesn't work. Not clear, Mokhm Shechav Lechem, in our case, why it doesn't work. There seems to be two reasons. The Rambam says a very simple reason. Look at the Rambam, look what he writes. Ruven Shoy Yechayv Leshimen Meya. The Levi Chayv LeRuven Meya. Matim LeLevi V'Noisim LeShimon. Shibudet Reb Nosson. Right? Lefikach, therefore. Im Ein LeRuven Nechassim. If Ruven has no money. V'hoye Lo Yishtachoy V'Levi. And he had money on Levi. V'Oma Levi, and Levi says, Shtara Monuhu Peruahu. Or Levi says, Joe is Levi over here, and he says, the money, the star that I have, meaning Joe says, I have no money, all I have is a star, that somebody owes me money. But that star is no good, it's paid up, it's star amana. And the only way I can collect from him is only through the star, because he has no other money. So the only thing I have is a star. So the Rama starts over with Shibudi Reb Nosson, which means, we mixed up the Ruven and the Shimon. He says, Ruven Shoy Chayv LeShimon Meya, V'Levi Chayv LeRuven, which means, he's Ruven, I'm Shimon, and he's Levi. So he switched around Ruven and Shimon. So in other words, Ruven is the guy who's owed the money, and he owes me the money. Ruven has no other money. So the halach is, Shimon has to pay, Levi has to pay directly to Shimon. I'm Shimon, he's Ruven, Levi has to pay directly to Shimon. That's Shibudet Reb Nosson. Says, however, if you have no other money, and therefore I can only collect through Shibudet Reb Nosson, right? I'm collecting the star through Shibudet Reb Nosson directly from him, from Levi, and now you say it's not a good star. Says the Rambam, Ein mashgichin al hoidosoi. We don't believe you're admitting that it's a star. Why? Shemo knunyo heim oisin la'abeitz chusoi shel Shimon. I don't believe you because I'm choshesh that you're doing a knunya. Very simple. I'll tell you the reason why. Right now, right, he owes you, Levi owes Shimon, the Rambam's case, Levi owes Reuven $100. Reuven owes Shimon also $100. Now, Reuven has no money to pay. He only has a shtar. So Reuven is going to say the shtar is a good shtar. Then who gets, who ends up gaining? Just me. So he has a much better idea. He'll say the shtar is no good. I'm out of the picture. And they'll split 50-50. He said, give me 50 instead of 100. You'll keep 50. He keeps 50. He only pays 50. You get 50. And I'm out. That's a knunya. That's what Rambam says. We're choshish for a knunya. So what did you understand? Makes a lot of sense. Well, it makes it worth your while to do that. But we're not so adept in all these trickeries. But that's you understand the knunya? Yeah. Knunya means a trickery. What's a trickery? Here, if he says a good star, so who gains? Me. Joe has nothing for me. What does he care? He's his friend. So say, you know what? Let me say the star is no good. I can't collect from anything. And boom, we'll give him $50. Rip up the star. End of the story. Worthwhile. Says Ramam, the mokim shechav lachem. Somebody else is involved. There might be knuni over here. It doesn't work. Two people. One guy wants to give up his $100. Gezun to hate. If the third person involved, we're choshish for knunya. That's the way the Rambam learns. Now note, the Rambam says this is only talking about. I know. Okay, got it. I got it, but I don't have it to pay. So.
But today.
So that's a knunya. Bankruptcy. I don't know. He'll declare bankruptcy. You won't have any money to pay. That. I know, but you have nothing. You have nothing. Everything is under your wife's name. I don't know. It's Kanunya. That's what Rambam says. Rechoshu for Kanunya. That's the way he learns that. Now, by the way, note that Rambam says that this is only, by the way, this is only if Joe has no money, no other money. Right? So the Ram says, or does someone say, well, because Shibur Dirim Nasan only applies if you have no other money. No, I only have a right to collect from him only if you have no other money. If you have other money, I have no right to collect from him. But others say, no, much simpler pshat. The Rambam's reason is because of Knunya, then the whole Knunya would only chayshish if there's no other money. If you have other money, so there's no Knunya. I'll just take the money from him and you didn't gain anything. So, you know, it's much simpler to learn like that pshat than the Rambam. If the reason is because of Knunya, that's why he has to say in others. There's a whole machlekes where the Shibud Reb Nosson is only in the case where there's no other money. So they want to bring right from this Rambam. Then the Rambam says, only when there's no other money, that's when he says Shibud Reb Nosson. They say, no, the Rambam is because of Knunya. Knunya doesn't apply if there's more other money. Not because Shibud Reb Nosson doesn't apply when there's no other money. But anyway, one svar in the Rambam is because of Knunya. Right? That's one svar. The other svar in the Nana Rambam, in the Rosh, but I didn't see it so well in the Rosh, so I'll just say it outside, is much simpler. What's the reason that you believed Haidos Baldin Kameid and Dami? Because really, the halach is, really, when it comes to money, you're an eid echot. You're not believed as an eid echot. You need to aid him. Afishneidim Yokum Dovim. Just Haidos Baldin Kameid and Dami tells me that I'm believed for myself, for my own detriment, a person wouldn't, it's almost a nemonis. Why is a nemonis? Because a person wouldn't cause detriment to himself unless it's true. So for himself, he's believed on his own detriment, even on money. To make himself lose out, that's like an amonitress. Unless it's true, he wouldn't say it. So therefore, the svara is that only you're believed on yourself. Once it applies to somebody else, there's no hoidos vadin kemeid and dummy. Right? That's the two separate svaras. And they want to say that the reason why the Rambam didn't learn because of that svara, that makes much more sense, is because there's two reasons why Hadas Baldin Kameid and Dami. There's a famous Tzois and Mariv and Leiv in Simen Lama Dalet. What's the reason why Hadas Baldin Kameid and Dami? Why does it work? In other words, when I say I owe somebody $1,000, why are you believed? Not in this case, where you say something is not true. But let's say I owe somebody $1,000. So Allah is, once you say it, Hadas Baldin Kameid and Dami, it's like two Adam saying, why is that? After all, money, when it comes to mumminess, apishneidim yakum dover, dover dover mi mummin. So you have to have two aidim. So why you believe to say you owe somebody $1,000? Hoydos vadin kemeidim dami. Says machlekes, the Ksois and the Mariv and Leif. The Mariv and Leib says the reason is because of his chayvus. You can make a neder. I can make a neder for yourself. On money, you can also make a neder. I say I owe you $1,000. That's like a neder. I owe you $1,000. On me making myself being chayv money, you always are allowed to do that. It's a his chayvus. It's like a neder. You can be mechayv yourself. You can make a neder on yourself, on your own money, that you should have to give money. That's why you believed Hoidos Badin Kavanim. Look at number 8 on the sheet. V'zelos natshu v'shom b'mari ben leiv dim negei apostol mishum korov, that even though you might be a korov for yourself, im kein l'choiv amay nemon. Why you believe to say that you owe somebody money, ha korov apostol ben l'schus ben l'choiv, because your korov should not be believed on yourself. You need to aid him, and you're not believed on yourself. V'helashom v'hodikosh l'choiv haynu mishum da'asin alo miteras chiyuv umiteras matona. Kiven de yochel adam lechayv atmoik she'ene chayev, v'ze she'moide she'chayev, havekilu oime chayveni lichomone, v'yochel lechayv atmoik like a matona. Which means, it's a matona, it's his chayvus. I can give you a gift, and therefore, I can make a neder. So just like in Isurim, I can make a neder upon myself. In Mominus, I can make his chayvus a neder that I owe you the money. That's why Dos Badin commanded him dummy. The Ksois argues, and he says no. So he says, and then he brings down a Rashi, and then he says, the second line from the end, the korav leipasul atoyre el alacherim, aval atmoy nemon. Mashekin lischus to boil alacherim shemachin nemon. Which means, if you want to say you get money for somebody else, you're not believed. But on yourself, lechayev, it only affects you. If it only affects you to say I owe somebody, if you say somebody owes me $1,000, you're not believed. That's an acherim. But on yourself, if it only affects you, you're believed. It's like a nemonus, not a neder. It's an emunah, it's a Torah, the same way the Torah believes, to aid him on somebody else. We learn from a pasuk, Zeirus HaKosef, that on yourself, only on yourself, you believe like to aid him. That's the svara. So therefore, that would be the two svaras in our Gemara as well. If you learn the svara is, Hoidos Baldin B'mokim Shechav Lachem, is because of nemonis, because I'm believed on myself. So I'm only believed on myself. If I have a star with you, and I say, by the way, that star is no good, you don't owe me anything. I'm myself. I'm allowed to be mechayev myself.
That's the issue.
Mechayev,
it's not nemonis.
It's nemonis.
No, because if nemonis, we believe you because why would you lie to hurt yourself? So if you're hurting yourself, we believe you.
Correct.
It shouldn't matter when somebody else also is getting hurt. If it's chayevless, then I can understand why you can't do it when somebody else is involved. When you're being mechayev yourself, sure, you can be mechayev yourself, but you can't be mechayev him.
Okay, if it's exer shekosev, you mean?
If it's because of mechayev, then you're allowed to be mechayev yourself.
No,
but if it's nemonos,
I think just the opposite.
Why would nemonos? I'm believed.
No, are you believed only?
Why would I do something that's going to hurt me?
I got it. You believed only if you learn. I don't know if that's a svara or because of your nemonos. No, he learns because of exer shekosev, which means, just like two Adam is believed on somebody else, on yourself, one Adam is believed.
Only if you are Machayim yourself.
Correct. Correct. Because why? Because then you have to get from somebody else. If it's only regarding you, which is Chayvus, it's only regarding you.
Fine.
I got it. Fine. Call whatever you like. But in other words, only on yourself. Once it's somebody else, you can't Machayim somebody else. So therefore, that's a Svara. I understand that Svara. But if you learn the other svara, which means that it's a neder, you can make.
Neder is machayvus. They're the same. Neder and machayvus are the same. That's why I'm saying machayvus is one, and nemonis is the other. And machayvus, you can't be machayev somebody else. Nemonis, we believe you, so we believe you even if it affects him. We still believe you, because why would you lie to hurt yourself? But if it's Machayev.
Got it. So maybe that's where he has to come on because of the reason of Knunya. That could be. Fine. But these are the two reasons. You understand? The two reasons why you chayev yourself. So if you learn like the Rambam, fine. I get that sugya. I understand. It's a funny pshat. It's a little out there. But the pasuk pshat, I understand, much better. Which means, Hagdolas Baldin helps only on yourself. Doesn't help on anybody else. And since over here, B'mokim Shachav L'Acherim, you want to have his chayvus on somebody else, his chayvus on somebody else, you're not believed, there's no chayvus, you can't be mechayv somebody else, you can make yourself chayv, but you can't, if it affects other people, you need to aid him. Affects other people, you need to aid him, you don't have to aid him, and therefore, because of Reb Nosson, right, since Reb Nosson over here is involved, you passing the star affects other people, affecting other people, you need to aid him. That's the way you learn our pshat in the sugya, makes a lot of sense. Now, if that's the case, so Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asked a question from the following Gemara. And I want to know the difference between our Gemara, that you're not believed to say that it's a bad star because it's affecting other people. You're known that monas of Ados Badin because it affects other people. And the following Gemara in Bava Metzia, where we say, you are believed, even though it affects other people. What's the following Gemara? And I want to know the difference between the case. And with that, we can answer the Ram's Kasha, the Ksay's Kasha in the beginning. What's the other case? The Gemara said like this. Motza Shtare Choyv. So again, let's just recap. Arya, you following our Gemara? Our Gemara, why are you not believed when there's other people who are relying on the star because of Shibuta Deb Dossam? Why not believed? On yourself, you're believed to chayev yourself, emonis, whatever you want to say. On yourself, you're believed. When it comes to other people, even that they should lose money, you need to aid him. You're not believed. Yourself, if it's only you, you like to aid him. You like 100 aid him. The person himself has the emonis of 100 aid him. Once it's other people, you need apishne aid him, yokum dover, simple pshat. And therefore, because of Reb Nosson, the other people are affected by the star, or at least, according to Nosson, it becomes their star, they can collect directly. Now you're puzzling that star, you're affecting other people, you not believe, you need to aid him. That's the way we learn shots. So the B'chana of Asman asked the Kasha from the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Yubei Yud Gimel. The Gemara said like this, Motzer Shtar Chayv. Let's say you walk in the street, and you find $1,000 IOU, right? Arya, you find $1,000 IOU with two Adim. That Joe owes Arya Schneider $1,000.
So the IOU has both the Lobe and the Mahu's names.
Yes, the names in it and two Adim. Now, who do you return it to? Did it drop from Arya? And if I return it to Arya and Joe gives him $1,000? Or maybe it was given back already to Joe because he paid him the money and it dropped from him. So what's halacha? I know. Says the Gemara. But now you won't forget the Gemara again after learning it now. Motzer Shtar Chayv. Im yesh ben achayis nechosim. If by, it says in the Shtar, that you can collect even from lekuchos, that means you can collect from Joe's fields that he sold to other people. It says in the Shtar, by the way, you can collect from other people as well. So lo yachzir. Don't return it. To anybody. Shebez nifloim ben. Because you might be hurting somebody else. Says the Gemara, says, B'maiskin, what are we talking about? Ilei mekishachayev moida, if we're talking about that Joe agrees that he owes the money, right, he still owes the money, so ki yesh menachayis nechosim, amai lo yachzir, ha moida. He agrees, says Rashi, if he agrees that it was never paid up, the Gemara says. So what if you're going to collect from the lekuchos? But he owes him the money. So why shouldn't you collect from the lekuchos? So the Gemara says, Amal Chabai, you know why you don't give it back? Masnisa on a timer, the chayish lepiroin uleknunya. That we're choshesh, the Gemara says, that really he did pay up the shtar. Correct? He did pay up the shtar. So why is he saying that he did not pay up the shtar? So like this, we're going to give the money back to, give the star back to Aryeh. He's going to go to Joe and say, pay me $1,000. Joe says, I don't got $1,000. No problem. We'll go to poor David over there, the Lekuach. He has the field. He has his field. He takes back the field. He says, Joe, here's your field back. There's a kenunya between the two of you. We're chayshe that really it was paid up originally. And then there was a kenunya, and therefore, we're going to take the field. And therefore, don't return it.
But without
the reason of the chash of kenunya, then there's no problem, the Gemara says, that if Joe says, I never paid it, give it back to him, then you give it back to him. Because now you're going to collect the money, you can take the field from Joe, from the one he sold it to. So he's moida that he didn't pay it up, and it's taka good chayv, but he's moida b'makim shechav lachayim. So why are you believed? What do you mean? I'm asking you a simple question. Forget about the Rambam we said before, Kenunya, all that's not relevant. It's simple. Wait. I'm asking you a simple question between our Gemara that we learned, we started this year with the separate question of Reb Nosson, the Ksaisis question. We're going to stop because I'm coming back to it. That's at the end. But if you learn this Gemara simple, simple Gemara, why are you, by Shibuta de Reb Nosson, why not believe to say it's not a good star? Why not believe to say it's not a good star? Because even though he says, I'm sorry, I cannot collect the star. It's a fake star. Yeah, but I'm counting and relying on the star. Can't say that. You can be moida, because for other people, you're like two adim, and you need two adim. You're not believed. So why in our Gemara in Baba Metzius, off your base, where it says that if Joe admits that the star was never paid up, and therefore give it back to him, he's believed, because he says, I owe the money, Hagdos Baldin, but to Mokim Shechav Lachim, because now you collect from the Lekuchas. Why are you believed?
The Meshubat, the Karka? I thought we said if you can collect from Karka, we don't return it.
No, the Gemara says, why not? Only because of Kenunya. But without the Svar of Kenunya. Correct.
So if there's no karka.
No karka, there's no question.
Gemara
says, when there is karka, the reason why you don't return it is because of kenunya. No! Because of kenunya. That we're suspecting that really it got paid up already, and you want to collect again the karka from somebody else.
Even without kenunya.
Without kenunya. Then you return it. Not if we really believe you, and it was never paid up, you don't return it to him. Why not? Why do we believe you that it wasn't paid up?
No, it's
Bokim Shechav Lachayim. You can't collect from the Lekuchas.
The difference between saying...
That's the question. You understand the question?
Yeah,
look in the side of things. Ilei Mikshechai Moida Mayra Yachze Umeshani the Chashin of the Kenunya. The Kosher. The Kovitz Mus. The Ruchan of Asman. Af Ilei Chashin of the Kenunya Meizatam. For whatever reason. There's no Kenunya over here. He's not double dipping. You're not believed. What's the difference?
There's a difference in two cases.
I want to hear the difference.
One case is you don't owe me money.
Which case?
The first case? First Gemara.
That's Joe with David.
He's saying this star is not a good star. You don't actually owe me any money. And our case is
so there,
I owe you money.
There you're not believed.
Right.
Why? Because I'm going to lose out.
No, there you are. No,
you're not believed. I'm going to lose out.
Between the two of us, I would be believed. But if there's somebody else who would be able to collect the stuff,
so you're not believed.
They're not believed.
Right.
In this case, I'm saying I owe you money.
Right.
Which could so there.
So now you're going to collect from the Lekuchos.
But the Gemara doesn't mention that there's Lekuchos.
The Gemara says. You're busy with the semantics. The Gemara says, "Matzah shtachoyv im yesh ben achayis nechasim lo yachzir." If there's lekuchos, don't return it. Says the Gemara, you know why? Because of kenunya. You really paid up already, and you're gonna double dip. So Gemara says, ask the Bachanan, even without paying up, so you're not going to double dip. You shouldn't be believed. Right. Correct. That's all the Bachanan. Well, that's a brilliant question from the Diyuk of the Gemara.
Because if there's no
Nekunya,
it's the same as.
It's Bachanan Shechav, you shouldn't be believed. What's the difference in both cases? You're onto something, what's the difference? Rabbi Iskowitz, you had a question? Brilliant question, Bachanan Vassaman. How he pulls out from that Gemara that we always have trouble with. Yeah, Mizman Shechayev, Moida, everybody knows the Gemara, it comes out throughout Shas. He says, wait a second. Makim Shechav Lachem, what does about him? You shouldn't be believed. Why does Gemara say? Because of Kanunya. Without Kanunya, there's no double dipping. Never paid up. Shouldn't be believed. Makim Shechav Lachem, what does about him? What's the answer?
Don't we say Shtar Yeshua Kol?
No. That's Gemara. Now they're going to that. One, just this case itself. What's the answer? Are you hit a question? Yes. You're onto something. What are you onto?
Then Reuben will collect from that guy. So you're creating a chob on that guy.
Correct. You, if you're saying the star is no good, you're messing this guy up. Yeah. Over here also. If you're saying, I didn't pay the money, you're messing up the lekuchas. The answer is very posh. Joe, listen to the answer. Says Rabbi Chanan, says Mishkan HaSarayim, Rabbi Kravitz, who Rabbi Naftali Yeager, and I told him I'm having a hard time in stars. He gets safe from Mishkan HaSarayim. He goes through the whole stars very methodically. So I spent some time going through this after I went through another whole bunch of sugyas in order to get even to understand what he's saying. But he said like this. He says that the case of the Gemara in Bava Metzia, it's only between Joe and the Malva. The Loiv and the Malva. Why? Because the question is one question. Did he pay up or did he not pay up? Correct? So he's murder that he did not pay up. The lekuchos are all coming from Joe. Which means, the right reason why the lekuchos have a right to the field is only if Joe paid up. But if Joe did not pay up, the loiver did not pay the malva, then he had no right selling the fields. So the right of the lekuchos is not a different person. It's intertwined with the original chayv. Let's read it in slide number 12, slowly. V'yesh leima. Read. The hode einoy neman lochuv lacherim b'haydasoy. You're not believed to make chav lacherim when you admit something. Hu dafke b'oifin sheish lacherim schus b'momin zeh machmas atzman. That's only if the others have a right to this money on their own. And you're gonna make the star no good. Now you're getting rid of the other person's right on the star that he had on his own. That's Haidos Baldin. Makim Shechav Lacherim. No good. Aval Ba'ifim Sheshchusim Ba Rak Mikoyach Hamoida. But if the whole right to the other person is only because of this person who says that you have no right, Shape Mahani Haidosoi Min HaTorah. The Memele Nimsa She'ein Lehem Schus B'Momen Zeh Klal. Sharei Hadin Legabe Acherim Hu Betolda Me Hadin Shelegabe Atzmoi. V'kimen Shelegabe Atzmoi Neman B'Haidosoi. Since for himself he's believed, Memele Poka Gam Schusim Shelachim B'Momen Zeh. V'lochein Gabe Lekuchos Kiven She'ikah HaMomen Hu Shel Aloiva. By the fields, correct? The money belongs to the loiver. He says it's only between the two of you. He says, I owe you the money. If he owes you the money, then the other person has no right to the fields that he bought because it went first, supposed to come to you. So your whole schus, the other person that I'm causing harm to, it's only, your schus never started only based on your right, based on your saying. Because you sold it to them, you sold your field to the other guy, only with the understanding that you don't have another loan. But if you say that I'd never paid the loan, there was never a sale to the other person, because then you can collect from the lekuchos. That means that sale gets nullified because it goes to the loan. So therefore the chayv is between you and him, your belief. That's how he does baldin for yourself. Where do I say Haidos Baldin, B'makim Shechav Lachem, does not help? That's in the case of Reb Nosson. Why? Because Reb Nosson, the Chiddush of Reb Nosson, that's what I'm coming to, is not pshat that you owe him money and you owe me money, so therefore I can collect the money that you owe him. Reb Nosson's Chiddush is that when he owes you money and you owe me money, then it's considered that he owes me money directly. You're out of the picture. So now Reb Nosson says, oh, he owes me money, nothing to do with you. That's, you can collect from him directly means it doesn't go through you. I have a right to collect money from him. And now Joe comes out of the blue and says, by the way, I don't owe him any money on your star. That's, somebody else is involved. That's how he does about him. B'mokim shachav lachem, that's not going to work. The case of the Gemara and Bava Metzia, so the whole, everybody agrees that the whole reason why he has a right to the field is only if you did not borrow money that you cannot pay up. That's Haidos, but not Mokim Shechav Lacherim. That's between the two of you. Your right is as a poil, as a result of this person's, whether he owes him money or not. That's not Haidos Mokim Shechav Lacherim. That's regular Haidos Badin. You're believed. Mokim Shechav Lachem is only the case of Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson says that we are separated. It's not that I have your star. I owe him, he owes me the money directly. That's Reb Nosson. Now you want to come and say the star is no good? That doesn't count. Read the words inside again. We saw two chedushim. One Hoydos Madig Mokim Shechav Lachem, what it means, and one Reb Nosson. And now read the whole stickle inside well. V'yesh Leimah. Where you're not believed to be chayiv somebody else in the haidah, who dafke boifin sheish lacherim, when others have a schus, a right, b'mamim zeh machmas atzmam, their own, which is the shibud Reb Nosson, they have their own. Aval boifin sheschusim bo rak mikoyach hamoidah, the right to David on the field is only insofar that Joe does not owe any money on those fields. Shapi mahani adosim min ha'teira. The memeila nimse she'ein lehem schus b'momen zeklal. Sha'ari adin legabi acherim, in the case of the Gemara b'Metzia, the others, the karkas right, who betold the ma'adin she'legabi atzmoi. That comes as a result of what we paskin on you yourself. V'chivin she'legabi atzmoi nehmen b'idos, you're allowed to say that you never paid it up. Memela poker gam schusim shall achem a mammon ze. Velochin gabele kuchais, kivin shik a mammon hu shall a loiva. The money in the fields belong to the loiva. Vuha baldin shall a mammon. It's his field. If he did not borrow the money, then he can sell the field. Uschus a le kuchis bo rak mikoech a loiva. Shap in em in a tere boy, dosa shall a pora. Visuin lem schus besada zu. The bal choiva shall a loiva kaidem. Virak mikshas knunya in an emon. In a different reason, maybe double dips knunya. Ulefize yesh leimah, the mishumachi, be'inam besugin lemeimah, the tam, she'in anemo leimah, amonek shechav lachem, hu mishum the Reb Nosson. The belay shibud the Reb Nosson, that's very good. Without Reb Nosson's chiddush, ein ruven baldin the levi klal, ela de shimon. Without Reb Nosson, he owes him the money, and he owes me the money, and therefore I can collect him through him. So therefore, the same svar would apply. If he says it's not a good star, I have no right collecting. Then it shouldn't be Chav Lachem either. But now that we have the Chiddush of Nothing that says that my right is directly to him without you altogether, Aval Midina de Reb Nosson, 4 lines from the end. Hamal v'harishoin hu baldin shalevi. The first guy is the baldin of him. K'moy hamal v'asheni v'schus shel Reuven bo machmas atzmoi. Then what he wants to say, it's not a good star. You have no right to make me lose out. Even if stars b'nei guvainin enu, according to the Ran, it would only collect, give me a right to collect through him. But that's still you believed. Why? Because your right is only through me. But if you say Shibud Reb Nosson means I have a direct chiyuv, you are my malva, or I'm your malva, now you want to come and say it's not a good star. That's how he does Baldin, B'makim Shechav L'Acherim. And that same is said by the Ktsois and by the Shach. The words are that Shibud Reb Nosson says that you are the Malve of him. I'm the Malve of him. Directly, that's Shibud Reb Nosson. If I'm the Malve of him, then you're coming and saying, Hodos Baldin, and there's another Malve involved, not from you, then you're not believed. Masha'enke and the Gemara in Bav Metzia, like the B'chonah's question, makes a lot of sense. Gemara Bav Metzia, your own right of the Lekuch is not Chav L'Acherim, it's only because of him. So therefore, if you say there is no loan, there is no lekuchas, you have no right to your money, and therefore in such a case, you are believed. Masiv kedvash, I mean, you can't even argue on it, because it's so simple and it's so correct. So what do we end up now learning? We learned what the chiddush in Shibud Reb Nosson is. He's the malve of the first guy, and we also learned that those badin makom shechav lacherim is not going to work if it's a strange person. But if it's you yourself, all coming from you, of course you believed, that's your hoidos badin. You have a right to make a chiyuv on yourself. Okay.